You're listening to Naked Oceans with Helen Scales and Sarah Castor Perry. This month, we're talking about efforts around the globe to conserve ocean life inside marine protected areas. And earlier this year, I went along to check out some of the marine wildlife that thrives inside a marine reserve just off the Welsh coast. Well, I'm currently bobbing around on the Irish Sea in Cardigan Bay off the west coast of Wales, and I am on a survey boat. I've joined the Cardigan Bay Marine Wildlife Centre on one of their daily trips out into the bay to track down and see if they can find any of the wonderful marine life that lives in the bay. I'm with various members of the public who come along and help with these surveys, and I guess we'll just have to wait and see what we find. While holding on very carefully so that we don't fall in, because the waves are quite big today. Well, we have our first sighting. It's a bit far away and it's pretty choppy, but we're pretty confident that it's a bottlenose dolphin, possibly a mother with its calf, which means we have to be particularly careful and not get too close. Oh, I still can't see it. Oh, yes, there it is. Yes. There was a dark fin just appeared and disappeared in the waves. Oh, there it is, yes! Fantastic! It's a mother and a calf.
The mother and a newborn calf.
Wonderful. A new baby dolphin came to say hello. How nice. And it is again! Yay! Came up really close that time. The water is sort of... Oh! Oh, dear, I missed that. Luckily, it didn't get me, but that was an enormous wave. Two of the kids are now absolutely soaked. But they seem to be quite enjoying that, so I think that's all right. I'm glad I wasn't standing over there. I'm not in my wetsuit. Much fun being had by all. Come across, and we're actually just looking for some of the wonderful marine birds that live in the area too. This is a really important nesting site for lots of marine birds, and lots of auks apparently. We don't have any puffins, but we have things like guillemots and kittiwakes, cormorants and shags, and various other winged creatures that also enjoy this area of Wales, this very biodiverse and productive part of the country. We just saw a gannet diving into the sea. It had its amazing wide wings, and it just turned around and dropped into the water like an arrow. I think it caught something too. Beautiful. We've just come into the harbour now. We've moored up, so it's nice and smooth, away from the waves. And I've managed to grab Steve Hartley, who was driving the boat for us. He is the founder and the manager of the Cardigan Bay Marine Wildlife Centre. And this is a really important part of the British coast, isn't it? We've got all sorts of important areas that have been designated in Cardigan Bay.
This is the first stretch of the British coastline that's been designated as a marine heritage coast.
What does that actually mean?
Protection-wise, the marine heritage coast is more raising awareness than having something that is in, you know, law. But the marine heritage coast was designated to raise awareness of the area's sort of unspoilt natural beauty and wide variety of wildlife that we have here. And we're very proud of that designation. If you come here in May, June, when we've got the cliffs absolutely alive with huge variety of different birds nesting, and then you can just be off the headland there and be surrounded by bottlenose dolphins foraging, and then look over on the rocks, you'll have Atlantic grey seals hauled out, and, you know, porpoise further away. It really is a special area, and that's why it's designated as Britain's first marine heritage coast. Offshore here now, we've got an area that's been designated by Europe as an SAC. That's a special area of conservation, and that area's been designated, again, primarily because of the bottlenose dolphins we've got here, but there's other species also that it's designated for.
So that is a protected area. There are protection measures to help preserve and protect those dolphin species and the other important creatures in the bay.
The government are duty-bound to make sure that activities in that area, in the SAC, don't threaten those species. And I'm not sure that's always happening.
You are concerned that there are threats to these species that are ongoing. What are the sort of threats that they're facing?
There's been scallop dredging in Cardigan Bay for the last 30 years. 30 years ago, I worked on a scallop dredger. But then it sort of things went pretty quiet then, because it's very much a boom and bust industry. So we had a lot of activity 30 years ago. Things gone very quiet then for 20-odd years or more. And then in the last couple of years, we've had quite huge numbers of dredgers coming in and dredging in Cardigan Bay. The year before last, we had 80-odd boats come down, of huge, all sizes too, dredging up and down Cardigan Bay. Several groups got together and put in complaint to the British government saying that, well, surely you're not looking after the SAC properly if you're allowing this to happen. So last season, there was a greatly reduced effort in Cardigan Bay. We had a lot of areas closed to scallop dredges, but they still opened up a box right in the middle of the SAC, a special area of conservation. And everybody knows, you know, scallop dredging is one of the most destructive forms of fishing, certainly to the seabed, that there is. I know how destructive it is. I've worked on a dredger. I've been there lifting the dredges in, emptying them on the deck, and then shoveling the seabed over the side. It is destructive. There is no two ways about it. And the more it goes on in an area, the more it destroys the seabed and the habitat and the species that live there.
And presumably those are all the species that are important for the wonderful big creatures we see at the top of the food chain, the dolphins, the porpoises. They rely on all these smaller creatures that presumably are being destroyed and dug up by these scallop dredgers.
Well, it's all part of the bottom of the food chain. And, you know, if they're dredging up sandbanks out there, then we're losing the sand eels. Well, what relies on the sand eels? The bird colonies rely on the sand eels. The mackerel that come in, huge shoals of mackerel come in and feed on the sand eels. The larger animals feed on the mackerel. It's the whole food chain. And also there's, you know, the habitat. They've proved by experiments that the more you dredge an area, the more it changes the actual seabed itself. What we need is to thoroughly survey the bay. And if there are areas that we can genuinely say, well, these areas can be dredged without long-term damage to the broader bay itself, then fair enough, let them fish those areas in a sustainable way.
Now, that was the first time I'd ever seen a dolphin in UK waters. It was such a treat. And despite all the threats that Steve mentioned, Cardigan Bay really has some extraordinary ocean life, and it's definitely well worth a visit if you ever get the chance to go that way. That was Steve Hartley from the Cardigan Bay Marine Wildlife Centre introducing me to some of the local ocean celebrities of South West Wales.